safety nets. Let me see. Project is funded by talent development grant from Stimulating Fund. Creative Industry Fund NL. Thank you, Stimulating Fund and the Netherlands for making this possible.
What is like reflecting the concept of interface by making relations, mediums, situations, and rhythms? And what is like repurposing objects around us? Welcome to the podcast Safety Net's Lemmy Zine, and happy belated new year. I was quite busy in December with some workshops and personal break in Korea, and I'm back now. I hope you had a nice winter break too, and are opening the fresh beginning of the new year. So, the third episode is with Diana Band, an interdisciplinary artist duo currently based in Seoul, Korea. In this episode, I'd like to introduce the trajectory of Diana Band and to learn what they question through their works. Hi, Wonjung and Duo. How are you?
Hello,
Nami.
Hello there.
Yes. So let's just be honest. We are a little nervous because we are all not the English native speakers.
No,
so
right.
We are just a little nervous because we don't know how we are going to articulate all these things. But I think it's going to be okay.
Let's see.
Have fun. So yes, now I am in a very interesting place. I see a lot of plants and there's a cute bulbs, light bulbs. So it is your home, right? In Yeonhee-dong,
yeah.
Not so far from Hongik University in Seoul. We were about to meet at your new studio, but because of the weather, because it's a little freezing here, we thought maybe it's nice to meet at a warm place, which is at your home. Thank you for having me. I heard you moved to a new studio. How was the moving?
Moving was crazy, isn't it? So, because we had to prepare two performances. And also several some events, and then during that time we have to also pack our studio. You know, we treat many objects and things.
I know you have a lot of objects, I can imagine.
So we couldn't really find the time to arrange the moving. Also, the new studio, we have to also same time we have to interior renovating. Also, there is some several like difficulty for the ceiling and bottom
floors
also. So we couldn't really manage it. So we really needed help from the friend, and then they helped a lot. And then we finally moved out and moving.
So do you think it's all set there?
We need 5 years more.
That's a very nice timeline. Very realistic, right? Yeah. So yes, actually now I'm in Korea, and as a part of this project, I am having you on this radio. So to just begin with, I would like to ask you if you could introduce yourself. Diana Band, who are you?
Hi everyone, we are Diana Band, a media artist duo that's been... We are working together since 2010. We are two people, like Wonjung and Duho and me. And I'm coming from an engineering background, and I studied electronics, electrical engineering, and computer science. And Wonjung's background is in art and design. So for us, when we selected the word media art as our field, media art starts with curiosity about media itself. And for me, I think the ultimate media is our own body that leads to sensory organs, what I mean, like how we sense and how we recognize and how we think, understand the object and the world, all kind of decision-making systems. It's all about media. So then it connects to our interest. Go extend including also not only for our own body, but also what this happening is coming from, like mm-hmm. the objects and the materials and this phenomena in general in the world. Also, we are sensing other objects, but mm-hmm. also sometimes the other object also mm-hmm. sensing us. Mm-hmm. Conversely, so the world is full of these interconnected happenings. Mm-hmm. So then our interest grows also including to the world itself and how we are connected. So this sense of connectedness is very important mm-hmm. in our works. Mm-hmm. So this sounds like quite complex and many concepts and related, but I think it's easier to summarize all this into several keywords. So our keywords is like media, body and sensation, phenomena, world and response, mm-hmm. Relationship, connection.
Dino Band actually started back in 2010, and which mm-hmm. means it has been like 15 years long. It's a long time with duo. And two of us first met in Seoul through a reading group that focused on media philosophy. And interestingly, we both had some history with a small amateur band, music band. I played a bass guitar and he played guitar.
What? You play bass guitar?
Yeah. Dun, 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 dun. I like it.
I didn't know this.
Like an amateur band. And those experiences were really meaningful to us. Mm-hmm. And there are something special about the kind of a relationship that form in a band. Like not family, mm-hmm. but stick each other and long time exercise together and play together and deeply close in a way. But also can be overwhelming. Mm-hmm. So it is also not cool and not like a business. Mm-hmm. This kind of a work session or collaboration or relationship is interesting. Mm-hmm. And also we can have a session, another friend in a band as well. Mm-hmm. And then keep my individuality, also others. But we have to make some big sound or music, something like that. So we like this format. As for us individually, Duo has a strong interest in understanding technology and making things and science. And he like diving deep into the one subject mm-hmm. and then thinking about it thoroughly. Mm. And on the other hand, love connection on related things in strange way and imagine unusual possibility and making odd combination is me. And mm-hmm. so when we study and research something together, and we end up all the time bouncing idea back and forth in a way. And then that really fun for both of us. So we can have a longer time to talk and making things. And then it has been 15 years long. Yeah.
Sounds like two different individuals met and each of you have very different approach mm-hmm. and manner of working. But then it makes really nice energy and vibes. I would actually like to hear about it a little more, but maybe in our dinner time. And also the title of your artist name, Diana Band. What made you name yourself as Diana Band?
Okay, so when we were first thinking about what is a good name for our project, mm-hmm. at the time, and I make names of many times I name the project that's coming or something.
I draw.
So also the team name, because I like thinking deeply something, so maybe it happens in a way. So then I look, suddenly I was writing something, then I said, oh, what about Diana Band? And then she said, oh, that's good.
That's good.
Really?
Great. And then, then it's over. So it was named that. So,
decided.
But then after a year like that, then somebody asked the question, so who is Diana? Then and why you named your band like that. Mm-hmm. So at that time, we first talked about, so who was Diana at that time?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I know the former, how do I say in English, like Diana, I think she was...
Princess.
Yeah, princess indeed. Princess, yeah, but indeed. She passed away, but like she left a lot of deep kind of impression on people in the world. A lot of people still talk about her. Mm-hmm. But actually, when you named yourself as Diana Ben, you didn't really think of her particularly, right?
I think that's normal, Nami. So, but Duo thought of a different.
So, like Wonjong's Diana was the Princess Diana. Mm-hmm. And the meaning of that for us is that some very, I don't know how to say, media...
She was exposed by media privately, also like publicly, like Instagram, like now. So she's really symbol and iconic symbol of the media things. Mm-hmm. So we do media art. So first of all, like at the time also I studied about her. So I totally like believe in like, Diana is Diana, of course. Mm-hmm. But so I didn't thought about he has a different like
What personality. What I meant by Diana. So she didn't really want to know about. And then finally that's totally different. So for me, like Diana is from animation, Japanese animation. Mm.
The red hair.
The red haired N. Yeah. And her best friend was Diana.
Oh, I didn't know that. Actually, I think I watched the animation also a bit, mm-hmm. but I don't remember the name of her best friend. Yeah.
Yeah. So, and then this friend was always roaming around the end and like coming and going and admiring end kind of like because how she is free out of this system of society for school system, for like family manner system, whatever system. So she was kind of very free mind, but Diana was kind of like following this whole system.
More conforming to the society.
So like I was kind of like reflecting myself to Diana.
Mm. This is very interesting.
So like I studied engineering and like went to a company system, like a corporate system, like national system. And like I'm kind of following all the languages that's in the system. So then but at the time I was also admiring how do I do want to become like something else.
Yeah,
so,
more freer.
Yeah, yeah. So then I thought like there could be many other people like me that... who could be like symbolized as the name with just a vague name, but it's Diana. Diana, everybody, Diana can come together. Let's make a band. So
I really like it that actually Duho somehow thought of way how he associates himself to Diana, and he simply suggested to you one joke, and then you just thought of Diana Princess, and then, oh yeah, let's do this. But I like it. Yeah, because sometimes just misunderstanding makes really interesting kind of vibe. I really love it. So last year it was winter. You visited actually Rotterdam in the Netherlands. It was a part of the project Hackers and Designers, right? You were performing at Extra Tonality, which is like a monthly based experimental music or sound event at Variab. And I still remember your performance because it was very impressive. Let me try to describe what I saw. I think you, Duho, you were making some sounds with very random different objects. Mm-hmm. And you, Wonjong, you're simply drawing on a sheet of paper, but paper was connected to something. I don't know, maybe it was like a sensor, but maybe it's not perfectly defining what it is. Maybe switch. Anyway, you were like drawing some kind of lines, whatever.
True.
Yeah, and then it was making a channel of sound. So you were, in a way, making two channels of sound, and I was really having a deep trip while listening. And also to have you on my radio, I also had to study a bit of your other projects as well. And I found that you often work with sound. Mm-hmm. So I was wondering what makes you particularly work with sound. I was wondering in which sense the acting of making sounds resonates with what you explore as an artist.
Thank you for the really articulated question. We love sound. Actually, sound network is really interesting point, and because when we pay attention to now how our body senses sound or like hear the sound and relate to it, it becomes incredibly like interesting. For example, even right now, there are countless sound in this room. Also, car is passing by us as well. Also, there might even be a tiny insect crawling in the far corner of this room, making a sound too soft for us, but maybe we cannot hear, but there is a sound existed there. We are constantly like listening and constantly mapping the world through the listening sound, you know? Mm-hmm. And recognize the world by listening, actually. Unlike our eye, we cannot simply close our ears. In that sense, the sound environment feels like something public, something shared. At the same time, each of us hears differently according to your shape of your ears. Our ears have different shape, yeah, and the sound we receive at any given moment is unique to our physical position in the space. Your position and your position we hear differently. So, but when we try to recall or describe a sound we just heard, it's surprisingly difficult. Maybe it's because of sound is non-verbal, and we don't really have a proper like container for it or translate it in language. So it was really interesting, like how we perceive world by sound. We studied a lot of material on media and technology before, but the sound is really fundamental. And also thinking of sound, and we could a bit break down our like concrete idea about the world, and we really turn to the how we perceive by the sound. And like starting from this curiosity about connection, like networks and media things, and we are naturally found ourselves focusing more on sound networks and sound-based work fills space and time, but at the same time, it blends and interacts with other sounds instantly and effortlessly. And because of this quality, working with sound helps us to understand the world as something without a clear center, more like a large and continuous mess of interwoven relationships. So that because mm-hmm. of this like importance, we really focus on sound networks.
I really love that you just told me that, for instance, you love the way how you perceive the world through sound. Some weeks ago, I was just walking on the street. I forgot to bring my headphone because normally I'm really stick to my headphone. I don't know. I think maybe I just want to avoid some mm-hmm. sound in the street because I found mostly ugly. Mm-hmm. So I always listen to some kind of music that I like. And then I just used to, I really love walking the street like that mm-hmm. with my headset. But I was also a bit lazy to go back to get it. So I was just walking. And there were a lot of fallen leaves because it was like between the autumn and winter. There were a lot of fallen leaves. And it was a bit straight road for 10 minutes walk, and I was just the whole time listening to this kind of crisp sound when I step in this fallen leaves, and I felt like okay, now I'm really walking, because sometimes I'm moving on some kind of conveyor belt with this headset, because if you're just walking straight you don't really feel the sense of walking, you know. So you know, it is makes me think of this little episode of my life.
True. Also, because of the whole the technology sound, we wear the headphone or we really just listen to the laptop's speakers. But, you know, sound is everywhere. And it's like a sphere, like a circumstance by us. So when I hear, and then when I hear some sounding object over there, and then with this event, hear and response to what it is, or who is there, or something, and through the event to listen to something, also they also can listen to me. That happened by like spontaneously, and then through this event makes relation. So these are like listening or by sound, we acknowledge it to each other. This point is really important to the this covered sound technology systems.
Yeah. So the next question is that it's also connected to your like a main medium, which is the sound and performance. Also, the performance that you did in Varia, I realized that it's called drawing synth. Am I right? Yeah, but that work, but also the other works as well. You actually work with a lot of different playful daily objects. I really can't describe here, but it was like some of them look like balls. Some of look like some kind of cone-shaped things. Really random objects. And I was also wondering what makes you work with this object and what kind of message do you draw with this choice?
Mainly these objects are the objects that I just found beside of me. So like in the studio, for example, so there's many objects already there. So maybe the cone shape you mentioned is maybe funnels, many different colors, funnels. We have these funnels with some reasons, like because we were, in the past, we were making a funnel shade. Also phone in hand, but also we made lamps out of the funnels. So we had many different kind of funnels. But anyway, so some object is like just found on the street. So I'm walking on the street and like, oh, that looks very exciting. And then, or just our broken glasses. And then, what a shame it was. What a pity. It could have been really beautiful glass, but it's broken. But why not? Maybe it would sound great. So then I pick it. So kind of like I just collect stuff everywhere. But what I want to say is more like I don't really want to make something to make a good sound. So instead of that, maybe because I'm also not good at that. I'm really not maker of instruments, but more like I want to discovered by the object, by the sound world, and into the sound world and into the object. So I take some random objects that I didn't ever expected that this sounds so great, but then it happened to be with my vibration feedback, and then I see that again. And then this object is become my colleague, and I bring them together for many performances. And then it becomes familiar with me, my hand and my thinking and my way of performing. And then it becomes my friend. And like then this kind of object is something that is not intended to be in a way. But it happened to be more interesting. So also for other people who watch the performance, for them it looks like just a funnel, just a ceramic block and like a broken glass piece. But then it happened to be used in a different way and make an interesting sound. And then they also find it interesting and look at it differently that how it looks like and how we use it in daily life. So maybe that's the reason.
It is very inspiring in that you're giving an object different meaning. It also makes me think that maybe we are really defining something. Mm-hmm. This needs to be used this way. Actually, there could be many various ways if we actually broaden our angles of seeing around us. This also resonates with the concept of the interface that I'm very interested in learning more. But yeah, we are going to slowly get into there. So to talk to you, I also read some interview journal. I think it was Webs in ACC. That article was introducing some of your projects like Paper Piano, Ring Ring Rain, Forget the Land, and Phone in Hand, etc. And I realized that all these works are in a way participatory and also interactive. So people are not just listening to the pre-played sound, but they are acting somehow and they are making the sound on their own. What does this participatory or interactive format also means to you? And you aim to invite people in there. So what does it mean that you keep working in a way interactive or participatory format?
Okay, so when I was thinking about this subject, then I thought like maybe because it happened to be many times in such a way, but like I didn't really deeply thought about it. But then in this context, I thought maybe this is because of this. We value the connectedness and how to be connected, and how we are actually reaching to each other into like it's also about people to people, but also about people to the machine or people to the objects or like or object to object also, like all different kind of actors in the world, how they relate to each other and communicate and make connections. So for me also, including myself, but also for the participants and like audiences to also feel in the same way, how they find the connections in this collage of networks. So in such a way, I want people to feel this connected feeling, like I'm what I am touching and how I'm being a part of this connected network or world, then it becomes giving them interactive interface, or like when they act on something and or when they try to be a part of the work in this kind of active participation, I always kind of value more.
Also by connected each other and touched each other makes like some strong like solidarity or the shared experience makes some like strong like connectedness. Because the digital era, we really connect each other by the wireless or something. With the object or with others and experiencing together, share some moment or share some like surface to touch each other. Touching each other is very important to us. So we do like object installation and performance. Even though in the performance, people do not anything in just listening, but the listening also really strong like participatory like method, I think. So we all the time think about the world, even in the art or gallery or whatever, which kind of a world we share, or which kind of space and which kind of a sound network we share, even though not to the like human, to the all like world level something. Sometimes we also think about the universe as well.
According to what you just said, I was also thinking how you deal with the situation. You made some interactive work and projects. You installed it some expo site, but then maybe it doesn't work out as you intend. There's always this kind of friction or a conflict, but do you also see that as a part of the interactiveness?
It happened a lot to us because we not only we make some video or like object for the one person or one audience, but also we also make some media for the like many audience working together. For example, as you mentioned, the phone in hand. The technology or web or like a smartphone, circumstance just given to us. Everyone uses smartphones. At the time, we wanted to make some platform for this networked world to the individual, not through the like Kakao Talk or like Messenger.
The big
company,
mega platform.
Platform. Yeah. So. But it was like a performance. 100 people like worked in the Ansan city. So Duo made some web server at the time. So 100 audience has to like log in the web server and web page. And then, for example, just even though we are through the internet, but everyone has a machine, like a
phone
and has a speaker. So I sing. At the time, Edelweiss something, and then everyone knows the note when I sing. So yeah. Every phone has a sounds. Every phone sounds my sing-along. Phones sing-along.
Yeah.
A lot of sounds around us. So we wanted to make some kind of temporal community under the infrastructure of the ourselves. So, but we couldn't exercise before in the studio.
Yeah.
And then just in that day, in performance day, people gather and then we give them the web page and then we know it's working or was difficult, but also was really interesting to see what happened. Something.
Yeah, I see. Indeed, uncertainty is part of the interaction. So we can slowly maybe move to the part of the own one, another interesting part. So you really showed up all of a sudden to the talk that I did at the Bird Call some weeks ago. It was for me to introduce HTML Zine Club and my current project Safety Net Lemmy Zine. Mm-hmm. And you didn't tell me that you were coming and that you just showed up and I was really glad.
It was really great.
Yeah, thanks a lot. After the talk, we had a bit of conversation. And then you said, oh, Nami, I would like to invite you to our gathering of O-Un-Wan, which is going to happen tomorrow. And O-Un-Wan is basically some kind of gathering that you are organizing maybe every month, few other months.
Actually, O-Un-Wan is more like bigger gatherings that was happened before. And it was happened like 4 or 5 times. And the fourth O-Un-Wan is about build your own service and build your own server.
Yeah.
In your own like house. And that gathering is continuing until now. Like every week, casually, you can come or you cannot. You don't really need to come, but like casual
meet up
at every Sunday. From June like we are now meeting each other like for 6 months.
Face to face, but
online.
When we invite you, it was really like a face to face.
Day was a special day that we are meeting each other face to face.
I missed out. Yeah, okay, but anyways, maybe it'd be nice to introduce what O-Un-Wan is to our listeners because we need to contextualize what it is. So O-Un-Wan is basically comes from some kind of meme-ish word in Korean. O-Un-Wan simply meant 오늘 운동 완료, right? And like today's workout is done. This O is from today in Korea, like the first syllable, 오늘. Un is 운동, which is workout, and the people just took only the first syllable 운, and 완 is 완성 or 완료, and then the first syllable came. So 오운완 is like a 2 days workout is done, but you interpret it in a different way, especially the second word 운, which is into cloud, not as the exercise or a workout, because 운 also could mean clouds. is it actually rooted from Chinese word, right?
True. Yeah.
Could you please introduce simply in your terms what own one is?
I think it happened. It happened from how we gonna survive. Yeah, like how we gonna survive as a coming years. Like it happened at the snowy day at almost end of the year or start of the year. We were having a coffee and like we kind of are depressed because of the wars, Ukraine war, and like also climate crisis that is seriously worsening. And also our economic status and also many other things that like our friend. Yeah, COVID, like virus, and like all these gloomy, cloudy situations that we are having. But for us, like every these problems, also including this digital GAFAM and like digital corporation, huge big tech problems, including it. And so at the time, how can we deal with it? We kind of concluded in a way that this is not dealable as a single person. All this problem is so big, also very deep and very long time problem. So it's not only one day you cannot change. So you want to stop using Google, stop using Amazon one day, one single day? Well, you can try. Well, I did it. Like I stopped Facebook one day and then I kind of regret about it because for some reason, yeah, I lost my friend in a way. And then maybe you can do stuff more slowly per day, every step by step. With not only by yourself so dramatically, but with people together, like what you value with your community. So then we thought about like everyday workout done. Everyday workout for your cloud environmental and
social,
technological, like a political crisis and a climate. Whatever we try, it won't happen in a single day. Then we need to make it like a workout for every day, with not only by own yourself, but with other people. So I already seeing that this mindset is already shared with my friends. And then we thought like, okay, this could be a good vision that we gather under this name. So we named it Una.
I thought you specifically named it because this UN is cloud. Often this day in the digital infrastructure perspective, the cloud is meaning the server network. But when you made this gathering, you didn't really think of this way, or?
No. I totally understand your feeling. But like at the time, like Fediverse and how we alternatively connect to each other, like your own server, self-hosting servers, and like web building and HTML, zine making, all of these kind of things. I want to share this experience with the people. So, but what I mean is it was also related to the situations that when we were having this all kind of bigger situations for us, it felt like it's not really disconnected. So, they are all connected in a way. How we communicate also, it's connected to the situation of how we use the internet, how we use the server, and how we use the information.
True.
As an artist also important.
Okay, I think I was approaching it from narrow-minded, because you know also my working practice, like making these alternative websites. That's why I also meet a lot of people doing this self-hosting or making fun handmade websites and so on, and carrying these digital infrastructure discourses. But you were more approaching it from a bigger scope. Olding was also part of it, but...
That's because for me, it's a way of living, how you live your life.
Yeah.
So in that sense, why I value alternative like Fediverse or more like open source or something like that? It's related to what you value in your life and how you want to live. in which kind of shape. Then they connect to each other in this context.
Okay. Oh, everything is really inspiring. Yeah. Okay, yeah, thanks for introducing own one. So I know that there have been different topics each gatherings. For instance, the first gathering was about the small internet, and the second one was feminist server. I don't remember the third one.
Wi-Fi zine.
Ah, draw is Wi-Fi zine.
Ah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And the first one was discussing many different web services that people are subscribing and the system. I mean, I wish you could introduce all of this to our listeners, but because of the time scope, which is a bit limited, I would like to ask you if you could choose one own one gathering and introduce it to our listeners.
Maybe then I would choose the last gathering. The name of the gathering was Me and a Service. The full name of the workshop, this collective, is Me and the Service and Canceling Subscription and Withdrawing
Membership.
It's about like many people is wondering also they use, for example, they use expensive subscriptions, like for example, music artists subscribe for example, Max MSB, or like designers subscribe for many Adobe,
subscriptions.
And then we want to find a way to cancel these subscriptions. And what is the alternative? But there is nothing that is known for us. And many of this is also changing their shape into the web services. Like, for example, Autodesk and changing their 3D designing service to a subscription, basically. And in that case, we wanted to try another like workout for ourselves or for our community to how can we build up our own service. So this gathering it just happened relatively long time. Like we met up each other for 8 times with eight people. Yes. And then everyone supposed to build up their own server with their old computers that is not being used anymore, or if you don't have it, you can use my old Odroid SBC, like a single board computers, which is very cheap, and I happen to have it a lot because of some sad past. And then I could share this with people in a relatively cheap price, and it was kind of discontinued, so it's very interesting, rare. So, and then people built their own small or big server with leftover computers. And yeah, it was more like because it was really, really hard times for everybody, because we had to learn what is Linux, what is the terminal, what is command line interface. Yeah, like what is network, what is computer, and like what it was all about reinventing the wheels. So it was a lot of information and tryouts. But what I really wanted to emphasize is that it's this short 8 session of workshop. It's what we are aiming is not really understanding every details. It's not about learning something, it's more about having something we want to and sharing something. So we want to have a working server, and that's it. We don't want to understand for example, you don't need to understand. It's really, really hard to understand every detail. It's so complex. So because of that, all kind of different tools and like helping like instructions, and it's in the internet.
True.
You just try it. If it works, use it. If you doesn't work, and maybe try other things. And then anyway, what really, really matters, it's about changing your way of life. How you gonna be changed when you have a certain service that is barely running somehow, even though it is half broken, but it is somehow useful in a certain way. And if it helps you rethink about how can you see the possibility of canceling another subscription.
Ah, so it's actually not about to perfectly learning and knowing how the server is made up and managed, but rather like just trying to change
our
way of living, for instance.
Yeah, yeah. The possibility. We want to see the possibility that certain this whatever like so okay so Fediverse interesting so all these kind of concepts so interesting but I try and people say like oh what is it good for and I'm not really familiar with this so this familiarity is matters so so you want to yeah you if you want to really do use Fediverse with your friend in South Korea you need to bring many people into it otherwise you will be super lonely nobody is using it so yeah. So I wanted to make up my own community there who want to do experiments this kind of experiments with me so that was the concept so I don't want to I don't want to make people to suffer to learning such a complex things but everybody was kind of very also excited to learn the in a deep scenery of this what is happening but the main concept what I wanted to emphasize was that actually when we have this service then how our way of thinking or how our way of feeling the internet or network could be changed because of this my own service that I'm hosting. So I'm not using Google Drive anymore. Then so at the time, everybody was successfully running single Etherpad instance in their own servers. And they were able to learn a small file server called File Browser and their web server, Nginx web server. And so small web pages they can show. And then finally, I just insisted to let's try this and then we did a Hugo generator as Hugo blogging so we did a lot compared to what we have before so this it was really hard but after that we are gathering
everybody. It was 2024 and then every 2 weeks we gather face to face and it's kind of a workshop and after 2024 like become a 2025. And then our community people was thinking about how can we continue to this exercise. So also so several people couldn't turn on again, which is turn off the server. So
it's about changing your way of life. Of course, it will take a lot of time. And we wanted to find another gatherings. I thought with this first gathering, it was very intense and we achieved a lot. But actually, many people felt like they were not really
understanding.
Understanding or like feel safe with their own server. They feel very fragile. The server will break.
I know this feeling, especially when you make the server, there's like, for instance, like you need to also get used to use the terminal, which is not, you really don't know normally, you know, and I feel like,
also
because,
scary.
Yeah, all this text-based interface and somehow there's a bit of kind of sense of fear. It's scary, to work with.
Yeah, and then slowly, maybe people is using other people's service. So like, for example, when there is a couple and then there was two servers, they were all participant, but the one server is silenced. It's not running anymore. But the other server is more like prevalent,
active.
Like very active. Then this person is using this server also together.
User.
They were becoming a user and a manager relationship. Then this person is trying and this person is using and giving feedback. So then I find, it was good to experience what it is managing your own server. But in the end, where we should be heading is maybe we share a service in our network, not everybody use running their own server, but we share own servers, one of our servers. So we try to re-meet each other regular way to find our next move.
I was always aspiring to get familiar with the self-hosting and so on, but I also had a bit of kind of fear, and because I had a feeling that I need to perfectly know, otherwise I can't do, you know. But because it's gathering, you do it with other people, so you don't need to actually know things perfectly, because maybe the other people can share what she or he knows. So I really think that there's sort of this really nice efficiency coming from this collectivity, doing things together. I really love it. It's really pity that I missed the last meetup.
Next time.
Yeah, next time.
I really agree with your like saying now. So I say to the people in the gathering, I'm an expert user of those servers, because I know when I have to talk, server is down to him.
Server is down,
and then that makes a lot of stress to him. So I'm an expert user. So I'm really try to catch how he feel or how situation, and then I say server is down. I feel I'm really expert.
That's also a very special position, I think.
Also, the interface very important to have the user to the manager. So this kind of relationship and exercise of this relationship is most important. Also, the having user is like a good motivation not to shut down the
server.
So that's important, I think.
Okay. So when is your next meetup or the own one? You don't really have plan at the moment? Or?
Next meetup, it's a bit confusing to call this meetup own one. Because own one is more bigger umbrella concept. Then this gathering is called me and the service meetup. And also using the name of Ururu, the space.
So Ururu
studio space.
Ururu Ururu gathering. Ururu gathering. So it's it will happen also this coming Sunday. And we tried to use also other European servers to get our gatherings, which was great.
Blue button.
Big blue button server of Constant. We have used it.
The BBP.
From
most important thing is our experience, not having server which is working or not something. So we suggest to make some like a recording of our like experience, like making zine something,
like documenting.
So in the January, maybe we try out to make some like
Collaborative editing.
Editing and make a scene.
Something like Octomode together, build up. Like, because Martino gave us a book of 2024, a constant, a book. It's quite book, a thick book. And he said this book was made up in a like week of collaborative editing.
Writing as well.
That sounds great. So we want to do similar thing in January to summarize our 6 months of talks, and everybody have their own like interest in to develop. So we maybe have a gathering to write it down, to print out something.
We don't have a concrete face-to-face meetup, but would be really great to invite you to this gathering and also talk about HTML gene and also experimental publication, like what we are going to do. It would be really great to meet all together.
Please help me. So you know what, our recording has been for a while. Maybe we can slowly wrap it up, otherwise it's gonna be very, very long. So the last question is, that what is your upcoming plans, any interesting fun one?
First of all, we need to arrange stuff in the new studio.
Yes.
But we had the warm water. We installed warm water machine. That's great. But and then from December and until beginning of the next year, and we're going to have a bit break. And we have a bit time to take a rest and read some books. And next year, we are planning to do residency program, which is run by Seoul Museum of the Art. So before we try to like make our circle and our community in art or whatever field, we wanted to know who they are around us. So from next year, we are excited by meeting other artists. As we learn from our experience, the most important thing is we collaborated or we make some collective is important for the research or things. So we are excited to be in the residence and meet other artists or other people. Yeah.
Yes. But before, make sure you take a really nice break.
Mm-hmm.
I also personally wish to hang out with you in the end of the year. Yeah, yes. Wow, thanks for all of this insight. It's really nice because I truly enjoy talking with you. I think I was really not conscious of that I'm really recording or this is going to be published, whatever. I was really having some great conversations. Thanks for joining the radio.
Thanks for invite us.
Oh, yeah, of course. My pleasure. So then, yeah, let's wrap it up. So it's always awkward to finish. I don't know how to. Then shall we maybe say bye in three different languages? Like, I think I could say in Korean, 안녕.
안녕. 안녕.
차오.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening. Bye.
Thanks.
Safety Nets, Let Me See project is funded by talent development grant from Stimulating Fund, Creative Industry Fund NL. Thank you, Stimulating Fund and the Netherlands for making this possible.